Hey everybody, it's Rick. Welcome back to the Nomad Pastor Podcast. This week, I want to talk a little bit about faith. And, you know, what does that mean? And what do we tell people? Like, have you ever been in a conversation with somebody and you're talking about religion and then, you know, inevitably, you know, if somebody's not a Christian, they're going to say, why are you? Why do you believe what you believe? And so what I wanted you to think about is what's the answer you generally give? Or what's the answer you generally hear people give when other people ask that question? You know, for me, I usually hear things like, well, I have faith. And whether we want to believe it or not, today in today's society, a lot of people turn away from Christ because they can't get the answers to some of the hard questions. And the problem is no one else can answer those questions for them. And a lot of times they just say, well, you got to have faith. You just need to have faith. But that's not the answer that people want. They want something tangible. You know, what if someone asks you, how do you know that your God is the one true God and not the thousands of other gods and other religions that contradict with Christianity? Do you say, I have faith? Because when you give the standard, I have faith answer to an unbeliever, you're telling them to ignore their intellectual side. That to be a Christian, you need to ignore reason, you need to ignore truth, and you need to ignore facts. That's what they hear. That's what I heard, right? Before I came to Christ and somebody would say, well, you got to have faith. I'm a data guy, right? I want to know the data. I want to have the facts. I want to know the truth. So when somebody said you have to have faith, they're telling me just to ignore all of that stuff. That's what they hear. That's what they might hear when you say just have faith. You see, I'm a big fan of apologetics. My favorite apologist is Dr. Frank Turk. He is a renowned Christian apologist. And I was listening to his podcast. And if you have never listened to his podcast, I highly recommend that you do. It's crossexamine.org is the website. You can download the app in the App Store. If you go to any podcast platform and look up Cross Examined or Frank Turek or I Don't Have Enough Faith to Be an Atheist, you're going to find him. I highly recommend you listen because it's going to help you answer questions much better than I can. But he said this blind faith approach is unbiblical. His exact words, if I quote him, is this blind faith approach is so very unbiblical. Many places in the Bible command us to tell others why Christianity is true. That's Dr. Frank Turk's words, right? I don't want to claim that I say that. And so when you think about it, there are many places in the Bible. There's numerous scriptures that I can quote, but really one of them that means a lot to me, and it's the one that has really driven me to study as much as I can about apologetics, is 1 Peter 3:15. Always be ready to give an answer to anyone who asks you to give a reason for hope that you have, but do so with gentleness and respect. That's important, right? Here we're being told, always be prepared. Always be ready to give an answer. And it's not just some answer. It's the answer of why you have the hope that you do. Think about that. Why do you have the hope you do? That's how you're supposed to answer this. But you're also supposed to do it with gentleness and respect. And I think far too often people don't do that. If you look at social media, people certainly don't do that. Now look, I've said this before, I'm going to say things people don't agree with. That's all right. But I hope that you listen and consider that we don't need blind faith. We need a faith that is based on facts. Facts that have been proven over and over and over again. Just repeatedly proven. Facts that when you read the Bible, you see a first account testimony of what happened. That's why it's important to read the Bible, right? I've heard people say, well, you only need the New Testament. You don't need the Old Testament. That's a crock. You need to read your Bible. I'm not saying you got to sit down and read it cover to cover, but you got to read it. And throughout a year or two, you should read it all. You know, Francis Chan said, true faith means holding nothing back. It means putting every hope in God's fidelity to his promises. Holding nothing back. These are great men, Dr. Frank Turek and Francis Chan, that have done great things to advance our kingdom. We can use them as an example. And as we look at Scripture, we see an example of faith put to the test. In Matthew 14, we'll start with verse 25 and we'll go through 29. It says, shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. It's a ghost, they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid. Lord, if it's you, Peter replied, tell me to come to you on the water. Come, he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. You see, in this verse, or in these verses, Peter, he's given a chance to show his faith. You know, that chance of step out of the safety of the boat. With everything surrounding, right? The crashing waves, the thunder, Peter takes that step. He takes that step of faith towards the ultimate goal. Would you be faithful enough to step off that boat? I don't know, right? There were 12 disciples on the boat. And one got off. 11 stayed in. The reality is that everyone wants to walk on water, but nobody wants to step off the boat. Even though Peter had faith to step off, he was far from perfect, right? In John 18, 15 through 17, you know, Peter denied Jesus three times. Think about that. Think about it just as in its simplest form. Jesus said, come, and he walked on water. And he still denied him three times. He'd walked on water with him. He had been through so much and seen so many things. But he still denied him, just like Christ said he would. You know, in Hebrews 11:1 of the NLT translation, it says, faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. It is through faith that we become Christians. And then in Ephesians 2:8-9, it says, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not from yourselves, it is a gift from God, not by works, so that no one can boast. In 1 Peter 1:5, and through your faith, God is protecting you by his power until you receive this salvation, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see. Now look, there, like I said earlier, there are countless scriptures where it's explained or outlined, faith is not just something that is blind. You know, in Romans 10:17, you know, faith comes from hearing the message. The message is heard through the word of Christ. Faith causes us to look at the future, to look into the future, right? Enoch, he saw the Lord's coming, right? In Jude 14, it said, Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about them. See, the Lord is coming with thousands upon thousands of his holy ones. Abraham saw Christ's day. In John 8:56, it says, your father Abraham rejoiced at the thought of seeing my day. He saw it and was glad. Moses saw Christ. Hebrews 11:27, by faith he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who was invincible. Moses saw Christ who was invincible. Paul said at the end of his life, that there was a crown awaiting him. In 2 Timothy 4:8, it says, now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. Do your best to come to me quickly. Put your faith into action. You see, Hebrews 11 is a definition of faith spoken of in Hebrews 10:39, where it says, "But we do not belong to those who shrink back and are destroyed, but to those who have faith and are saved." Every believer wants to have a good report before God, right? Everybody wants to hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant." The author of Hebrews declares that through faith, believers are given a good standing before God. It may be defined as the foundation of hope. It is the evidence of those many features of life, those features like trust, love, fidelity. And the list goes on and on. That these features of life can often go unseen by the physical eye. There is faith throughout Paul's writings, right? Paul's letters contain the vast majority of the occurrences of the term faith in the New Testament. The term appears over 60 times in Romans and Galatians alone. He draws on various senses of the term in his writings and shows both continuity and opposition to the Jewish sense of the term at that time, of that time period. One of Paul's maybe most well-known statements regarding faith occur in 2 Corinthians 5:7, "For we live by faith, not by sight." You see, in popular culture, this verse serves maybe as a comfortable response to different circumstances, right? Maybe that horrible circumstance is a disaster or a death of a loved one, especially as we're in this season of COVID, and it continues to get ramped up, right? It started with COVID, then there was the variant, now there's the Omicron variant, and now you read about flu Rona and people are getting sick. But if we look back to 2 Corinthians 5:7, we live by faith, not by sight. The verse must be read in the context to gain a true sense of what Paul intended with this statement. You see, the letter of 2 Corinthians, it has a very serious tone to it, a very serious tone. And as Paul is defending his ministry from those who speak against it, due to whatever he's suffering from, Paul defended his honor against the apostles who questioned his authority, the apostles who questioned his ministry or the effectiveness of his ministry. Paul's opponents, as well as some of the Corinthian believers, were convinced by their arguments. They viewed Paul as weak. But Paul challenges them. He challenges the Corinthian believers to see him and his ministry not from a culturally conditioned standard, but by the criteria established by the cross of Christ. So when we're talking about these things, think about that, right? In today's society, there is a culturally conditioned standard. And we need to make sure that we are not looking through that lens. We need to view the world from Christ's perspective, right? We need to view it from the criteria established by the cross of Christ. We can see worldly power, and we can see a weakness of true power. But in this context, Paul's encouraging faith. He's encouraging faith where believers are meant to engage an additional sense that it really transcends kind of what their natural instinct is, right? And, you know, Paul in 1 Corinthians draws on a similar thing. You know, he wrote in 1 Corinthians 1:23, I think, he says, "We proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. For those with eyes to see and ears to hear, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God." Right? That's 1 Corinthians 1:23 and 24. So as we think about all of these different things, here's what I want to know. What does having faith mean to you? We all have to walk out our faith and we all have to share the gospel, right? That's the Great Commission. But what does having faith mean to you? We have to share the love Christ has shown to us. And we can rejoice in what we see through the Word of God. But we got to have it with facts. And the facts are in the Bible. It's proof. It can be proven over and over and over again. So when somebody's asking you why you believe, what are you going to say? How are you going to answer it going forward? I highly recommend that you go listen to crossexamine.org, right? I don't have enough faith to be an atheist. If you haven't read that book, you should. You should go buy it, get it on Audible, download it from crossexamine.org, go to Amazon, whatever way you look at, read books, listen to books, whatever it is. That book is going to show you the facts. So when somebody says, why do you believe? Maybe your answer will be more than just, I have faith. Hey, it's Rick. This is the Nomad Pastor Podcast. I hope you enjoy this stuff. I know that preparing for it and doing it is very meaningful to me. I grow closer to God every time I do it. And hopefully we'll be able to do it for years to come. If you got questions, send me an email, hello@nomadpastor.org. If you want to hear a specific topic or you want to be on the show, send me a message. I'd love to interview people and bring them on here and just kind of expand what we're doing. And if you want, I recommend subscribe to whatever podcast platform of choice you have, and I just want you to have a blessed week. Thanks.